Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lending Friday Night Specials. We're looking forward to being with you tonight.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship, worship forever in your presence.
everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Sing an endless hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord to our Almighty God, Heavenly Father. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. Good day or good evening for some of you, whichever it is for you. We're glad you're joining with us today. This is just a few days after the presidential election in the United States. And our country still remains divided as far as political ideology. But the consequences of the one who was elected are starting to hit those, probably the ones who voted for the president, the most hard the day after. We have had the stock market drop dramatically over 300 points in the first day. And the next day, thousands of companies have announced they're going out of business and laying off employees. With more people losing their jobs and more people who will be requesting unemployment and food stamps, welfare benefits. This is the kind of presidency that the current president has chosen to pursue, the kind of policy that he directs. It does not make sense to the rational person. But never fear, God is here, and he is on our side. God will win in the end. And we will all rule and reign with Christ one day. This is part of the fulfillment of the scriptures according to Revelation, which we will teach eventually. Probably, or maybe, perhaps after we finish John, we'll see how God directs. Kind of depends what state our world is in at that time. But those of you who have not read the future, as stated in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, and the other scriptures throughout, you might be interested in hearing what lies ahead. Christians all know the story, and we have seen it unfold in our lifetimes according to what the Bible states, which boldly supports our belief in the Lord God, the Almighty One, the one that someday will rule the entire world. But the unfortunate part is there will be some difficult times the world will suffer through, oftentimes by their own choice, because they choose to follow the evil one rather than God. But like I said, God is with us. And God is on our side. So we will continue to read the Lord's word in Scripture and to pray to God, to worship Him, and to believe on Him to give us wisdom with how to deal with the difficult world situation that brother and sister, I'm sad to tell you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But remember that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and there is no greater place to be than with the Lord. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands into thy name. Sing it with me. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Praise the name of the Lord. In all things we trust the Lord and worship God, believing for His plan to be revealed. And we're going to say the Lord's Prayer, as we've been saying for weeks now. And I hope you will have memorized it by now, but if not, just say it with me. It's found in Matthew 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You notice how that prayer, written over 2,000 years ago, was praying to God to deliver us from the evil one. The evil one, Satan, often has a different name, tries to dress itself to deceive others, tries to make himself look beautiful so others will want to follow him, may use sexual overtones to entice them and lure them to follow him. Still the evil one. The evil one has some powers. The evil one has powers to perform some miracles on a limited ability that may fool many people in the future. But God has the ultimate power to overcome the evil one. But he's waiting for his plan to be fulfilled and to give people of the world the time and the availability to hear about the gospel and to decide whether they want to follow the Lord or follow the evil one. It is a personal choice that God gives each one of us. He's a gentleman. He does not force his will or his way upon us. He does try to woo you by his spirit and let you know how much he cares and loves about you and for you. But he does not force upon you. God is a God of love and respect. And some Christians are better at emulating God and Christ's example than others. Sometimes Christians who speak and are in leadership positions are not necessarily mature adult Christians. Some of them are baby Christians. Some are teenage Christians who don't act totally like Christ would. But we cannot let that discourage us. But let us encourage us to study more with how to help one another to follow the pattern that Christ wants us to follow. Thank you, Lord, this day for another time together to share the Word of God, to share your Word, God, with one another. We praise you for your Son you sent on earth, that we might have life, and have life more abundantly. That Christ was willing to be the eternal blood sacrifice for forgiveness of our sin, that we could have one-on-one individual access to you, talk to you through our advocate, your Son, Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Starting off your day, I hope this is a time of encouragement and strengthening to you. If you have your book of John, open it up to chapter 17, and let's share together. Now we remember at the end of the last chapter, Jesus asked his disciples, "Do you finally believe this? Do you finally believe what I've been telling you? Our time we've spent together? But the time is coming, in fact, it is here, when you will be scattered, each one returning to his own home, leaving me alone. Yet I will not be alone, for the Father is with me." Let us remember that in our lives. "I have told you all this so that you will have the peace of heart and mind. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world." What does that mean? I have overcome the world. Well, he's going to show it more in the story in the chapters ahead. But we will find out exactly how Jesus overcame the world in just a couple of chapters here, I believe. And we must stand assured and strong together, trusting the Lord and knowing that in the end, Satan will be bound. In fact, the Bible says, I'll give you a little foreshadowing. The Bible says that, and I think we're approaching that time soon, the Lord God will bind Satan for 1,000 years, and there will be no evil, no torture, no death, no sins, and life will be glorious and wonderful, almost like a heaven on earth. That day just couldn't come any too soon for us, could it? But the unfortunate part is that we still have some very difficult times ahead yet to go. And we must remember to stand together and to follow what Jesus has asked his disciples to do. We as Christians may be scattered around the world, but he says, have peace of heart and mind. In other words, be peaceful, be calm. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. We will have many difficulties, but cheer up, for I have overcome the world. And in other words, in the long run, God will prevail. And it will be worth it all when we reach that time. Let's read together in John 17. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Reveal the glory of your Son, so that he can give the glory back to you. For you have given his authority over every man and woman in all the earth. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life by knowing you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. I just like to say that the only way to heaven is through Jesus telling us that right here. And he says it in other scriptures throughout. Now, good works are wonderful. Many religions teach doing good to others, and that's very commendable. But that won't get us into heaven. In fact, I believe Jesus wants us to do good works to another. But if we don't do good enough, that doesn't mean we won't make it to heaven. If we've done all that we can do, and yet we've received Jesus Christ, we will enter into heaven together. That's a promise that God gives us. Going on, he says, I brought glory to you here on earth, God, by doing everything you told me to do. And now, Father God, reveal my glory as I stand in your presence, the glory we shared before the world began. I have told these men all about you. They were in the world, but then you gave them to me. Actually, they were always yours, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed you. Now they know that everything I have is a gift from you, for I have passed on to them the commands you gave me, and they accepted them, and know of a certainty that I came down to earth from you, and they believe you sent me. My plea is not for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you, and all of them, since they are mine, belong to you. And you have given them back to me with everything else of yours, and so they are my glory. Now I am leaving the world and leaving them behind and coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your care, all those you have given to me, so that they will be united just as we are, with none missing. During my time here, I have kept safe within your family all of these you gave me. I guarded so that no one perished except the son of hell, as the scriptures foretold. Verse 13, and now I am coming to you. I have told them many things while I was with them, so that they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your commands, and the world hates them because they don't fit in with it, just as I don't. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from Satan's power. Even Jesus prayed for our safety from Satan's power. Isn't that wonderful? And we can continue to believe and stand and pray together for safekeeping Satan's power. They are not part of this world any more than I am. Make them pure and holy through teaching them your words of truth. As you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I consecrate myself to meet their need for growth in truth and holiness. I have the rest of the chapter yet to read, but I'm going to stop just for a short break, and we'll continue on in a few minutes. I'd like to pray, just like Jesus prayed there, that God would keep us safe Satan's power. And then after that, I'll probably play a song. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the example of Jesus' life on earth that we're reading about in the scripture, that Jesus cared so much for us that he gave his life for us so that we could have forgiveness of sins, and everlasting life. Excuse me, I sneezed. First time I sneezed on radio. Sorry about that. Lord, I pray for protection for all our Christian family around the world from the evil work of Satan. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we pray that our Christians around the world will learn to pray and stand together. For we know wherever two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, that there Jesus is in the midst of us. We pray that you would form a hedge of protection around them, that our angels would stand tall and strong and support us and protect us. Give us wisdom and insight and the ability to outsmart the evil one, so that the furtherance of your kingdom may go forward. We pray for health and strength for our friends and family around the world, that you would help them to see the importance of their spiritual status in life and not their wealth status in terms of material things. For we know that even when we don't have earthly riches, we have godly riches that only God can give us. And we praise you and thank you for that. We worship you and thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard her mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus. Jesus. Embers have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name, Jesus, For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, His name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, there is something about that name.
Blesses me every time I hear it, and the words of Gloria Gaither touch my heart every time. I have seen she and her husband Bill and all of their prodigy sing many times in person. They are wonderful, lovely Christians here, and we so appreciate them and the ministry they've had for many years in America. Continuing on in the scripture, we just prayed that, or Jesus prayed as well, that God would keep his people safe from Satan's power, for they are not part of this world any more than I am. Make them pure and holy through teaching them your words of truth. As you sent me to in the world, I am sending them into the world, and I consecrate myself to meet their need for growth in truth and holiness. So you see there, we all have a need for growth, to grow up in truth and in holiness, to live and act in the way that Jesus did. I am not praying for these alone, but also for the future believers, that's you and I, who will come to me because of the testimony of these. My prayer for all of them is that they will be of one heart and mind, just as you and I are, Father, that just as you are in me and I am in you, they will be in us, and the world will believe you sent me. Can you believe that? Jesus was praying for you and I, for all of us, in the future, that he knew were yet to come. Praise the Lord. I have given them the glory you gave me, the glorious unity of being one as we are, I and them and you and me, all being perfected into one, so that the world will know you sent me and will understand that you love me as much as you love me. Father, I want them with me, these you've given me, so that they can see my glory. You gave me the glory because you loved me before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me, and I have revealed you to them, and will keep on revealing you, so the mighty love you have for me may be in them and I in them. So here we hear the prayer of Jesus to his Father. And we feel a sense of an imminent event that's going to occur in the next few chapters that have changed the world more than any other single event in entire history. There's a poem that we have published in many Christmas cards oftentimes about the effect of Jesus. I'm going to try to find that and read that to you in the next time or two that we're together. It's very powerful, and it tells about the effect of Jesus upon the world since his time here on earth. It's dramatic. I'm sure you'll love it. So we have come to the end of chapter 17, and I'm going to take another break. If my friend is not able to make it tonight, calling in, I might read some of the next chapter to fill out the hour. We'll see how that goes. If he calls in, we'll let him share his part in Swahili. He's not able to call in every week, and we understand that, and we just move forward trusting that it will work out. Like in our last radio lesson, he was able to interpret two or three chapters. So for those of you who speak Swahili and are trying to learn English, hopefully that will help you. But I think it's good for you to hear English. I try to read slow and try to pronounce the words well so you can pick up more of the meaning of the scripture. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. We're going to take another short break and listen to another song, a beautiful song about the Lord. We're so grateful for the ministry of music that helps people to understand the Lord and to connect with him in worship. Worship is a very important part of our relationship with the Lord God. When I say the Lord God, I mean Jesus and the Holy Spirit all together. They're all synonymous when I speak in that sense. So let's just worship and praise the Lord together in this song, Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether together wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I
is more. How great is darkness.
Beautiful song was How Great Is Our God, sung by Bethany Dillon. If you would like to order these songs online that you've heard today, you can. Just search, Google How Great Is Our God, and then the name Bethany Dillon. Her last name is Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N. Again, that's How Great Is Our God by Bethany Dillon. And also the other song, if you wanted to order it, these are all online. Here I Am to Worship by Tim Hughes. Here I Am to Worship by Tim Hughes. His last name is H-U-G-H-E-S. I'm using these songs to teach people around the world how to worship the Lord God. And it would be good if you could order them. You can just download them right onto your computer and listen on your computer. You don't even need a radio or anything else, just right from your computer. And in some cases, if you have certain kinds of phones, you can do that as well, such as the iPod or the iPhone or the, if you have the iPad or the Android or any of those kind of phones that can use this kind of application. You can get these songs directly to you on a regular basis and worship all that you want to. The other one with There's Something About That Name was by Gloria Gaither, and that's online as well. These are all very helpful in teaching you how to connect and communicate and worship the Lord, which is beneficial for each one of us. Well, we thank you for this time together. I'm so glad to be with you again. And we will be doing this as long as God allows. So let's bow our heads together and just pray in one mind and accord. Lord, we thank you so much for all of our listeners and our growing audience. We're so grateful that over 4,500 people listen to the scripture and the word and how to worship through our radio shows that we've taped and archived. We're so grateful for the opportunity that you've given us and that people are hearing the good news. We pray that you will bless them, preserve them, and protect them. Help them to learn the good ways of the Bible. Help them to learn to share the good news with others, to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, and to pray the Lord Jesus in his name, and ask the Holy Spirit for guidance in the day that they walk, in order to know and learn how to be a Christian like Christ was, and to grow up into a mature adult Christian. We pray that Christianity would multiply throughout the world like wildfire. Help it to spread, Lord. We pray that Muslims will listen to our show and that the shackles off their eyes will be lifted and the Spirit of the Lord will reveal to them the true God and that you will soften their hearts and ask them to ask you, Lord, if you're the true God, Lord, if you're the true God, reveal yourself to me. Even if you're not a Muslim and you're an atheist or you're just never had a religion or you're of another religion that doesn't really preach God or Jesus, just ask the Lord, reveal yourself to me. I want to know the truth. I want to know the true and living God. Now, for many of you who are Buddhists or other religions, that doesn't mean that you have to give up your way of doing good things to others. part of the Christian walk is doing good things to others. We just don't necessarily believe that you have to do good things all your life to make it into heaven, although God wants us to. But the way into heaven is by giving your heart and life to Him and accepting Him as your personal Lord and Savior. Remembering this is a personal relationship with a higher being, with God and His Son, who have the almighty power over all the world. But at this time, they are allowing certain things to happen throughout the world as a fulfillment of the scripture, as we will learn as you listen. If you'd like to get a Bible, that would be great. Try to read as much as you can, and then when I get to that portion, perhaps I can help give you some more understanding from what you're reading. It's often good to read a great book 3 or 4 times. I have been reading this book over and over all my life for over 60 years. And you know, it only gets richer. It's always better every time I read it. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our Christian friends and family around the world. And bless my friend, Maria, as she fulfills your purposes in Thailand. I pray for all my friends and family who are ill with dire sickness, that you will touch them with the healing balm of Gilead. Be with them. Give them peace in the time for those who pass over, and that you will be with them. We pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for being with us. Remember, God loves you. I love you. And God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.